Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Dave Seaver. Dave, you just came back from the disabled list. How's your arm feeling right now?
It's feeling the best it has all season.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the weather, it's warmed up. It's kept it loose. You know, the tendonitis hasn't come back, and I've been feeling pretty good lately.
It's getting more and more humid. You're out of Chicago, right? So, I don't know, how does it affect you to pitch as the weather gets hotter compared to when it was colder earlier this year?
Well, I mean, it's a lot easier to warm up and stay loose, and being from Chicago, playing in the summers, you're kind of used to the humid weather, and, you know, you kind of are able to pitch in the cold weather, too. So being from that area with the weather dynamics, you know, I kind of was prepared to come to a place like Lansing and kind of, you know, be able to pitch in all elements.
When did you first transition to being a full-time pitcher?
Oh, man. Actually, I was my high school's first pitcher only.
Really?
I was so bad at hitting. They took the bat away from me my freshman year of high school. They told me I couldn't hit anymore.
And so then you went on to St. Louis University and set some records there, too. You had a real good career at St. Louis.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I was blessed to go there. I actually walked on, and they gave me a chance. And, you know, that kind of motivated me from the start, you know, that, you know, no one really wanted me at a high school and kind of prove everyone wrong. And, I mean, we had a lot of great players and coaches that helped me along the way there.
Now, you were drafted, I believe, after your junior year. You went back to school, then drafted by the Blue Jays. How did you find out that the Blue Jays had drafted you?
I was in a movie, The Hangover, and, I mean, some of the scouts will call you from different teams before draft day and let you know where you're at. And then he called me as I was going to the movie, let me know that they were thinking about me coming up pretty soon, and they wanted me and, you know, just kind of be ready. And then during the movie, I got the call, and, you know, while he was on the phone with me, my phone was just lighting up with 30, 50 texts and calls. It was awesome. It was a great day.
So what happened next? You've now been drafted, I guess, get signed and get over to Florida, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go, you know, that afternoon. And I don't know, it might have been 2 or 3 days. I was, you know, just making sure I had everything I needed. And I was just excited to go come down here and play.
So what was that season like with Auburn Double Days?
Well, it was fun, you know, knowing that you were playing against some great competition, being professional and everything. And we played at a lot of nice stadiums. We had a tough season, record-wise. You know, we really couldn't put it together. I mean, but I feel like, you know, throughout the season, I got better as we went along. So in that aspect, you know, it kind of helped me a lot last year, and I had a good time.
Where you currently are now compared to where you were in St. Louis, what's the difference between you as a pitcher then, you as a pitcher now?
In St. Louis, it was all about how hard could you throw and, you know, how many strikeouts could you get. And there, we didn't really have a good bullpen like we do here, so it was kind of like, you know, you're going to be the horse. We're going to ride you all game, all season. So give us all you got every time out. So, and then compared to here, you know, it's working a lot more on location and changing speeds and the mental aspect of the game and it, you know, all the true aspects of being a pitcher, fielding your position, you know, pickoffs, everything like that, as opposed to just heaving the ball in there as hard as you can. So it makes you a more well-rounded pitcher and complete player.
Speaking to Dave Sear, Dave, how did you spend your off season?
I went to start working on my MBA at Loyola University, and I got a third of the way through with that, and then I also did some lessons and you know, just worked out and got ready for this season.
Are you going to keep on working on that every time the baseball season ends?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, the plan is for me to finish my MBA by spring training next year. You know, God willing, and you know, I'm keep working hard at that, and you know, I'm gonna give everything I got in baseball, and if, you know, if things don't work out here, I'd, you know, like to have a good backup plan.
Dave, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.